Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. You're listening to the Never a Straight Answer Christmas Conspiracy Calendar. New episodes every day during the month of Christmaz. And here's your hosts, Gaz and Taylor.
Hey, it's Christmas almost.
It's
almost. Do you know what? I've been like one of those giddy kids at Christmas, like it's getting really exciting, going, only three more sleeps, or however many sleeps is. Well,
you're really looking forward to Christmas Day.
I always look forward to Christmas. I like a bit of Christmas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just think it should be, you know, I like a bit of Christmas. It could be, I could celebrate it better, but I get into the festive sort of feeling and mood, and I put my tree up and stuff, and you know, we always try and, you know, at least not be bar humbug.
Yeah,
it was years in the past, I'll be honest with you, there's been years in the past where I've been like that and I've gone, no, I'm not having a tree, not doing it.
Yeah,
just can't be doing with it.
Oh, I've been
can't be doing with Christmas
for a while, man.
Yeah, well, yeah. Nah, just getting the mood, innit.
I just see it all as you know, it's all commercialised.
Yeah, but I don't buy into, you know what I mean? You don't have to buy into all the commercialised stuff. I mean, like, you know, I mean, these people who literally fucking go crazy and, you know, plaster the house with,
oh yeah,
with you know,
yeah, reindeers on the roof.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, but that's great for kids, yeah, if you've got kids.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm a single guy, you know, it's like I can put a tree up, yeah, and that'll do me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like,
I got a tree up.
But then it is a bit gutting when you think, like, you know, when you were a kid and, you know,
yeah, it's
when
a lot different than it now.
It was like literally the whole living room was filled with gifts.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
you're busy, you
come
all
down,
day.
Come your down toys. On Christmas morning now, and it's like, I already opened my presents because somebody was like, well, open it now. And you're like, oh, well, yeah, I'd rather save it for Christmas morning.
Yeah, I agree on
but,
that one.
Yeah. Yeah,
I do agree.
In fact,
with that.
So that's what I kind of try and do now. Anyway, it's like if someone gives me something, I go, no, I'll keep it for the morning.
Yeah.
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 And then I'll try, and then, like, obviously, it, you know, it gives you something to open, something to look forward to.
It does. Yeah. It does. It, so you actually, there's actually something to do on the Christmas day,
yeah,
instead
it's something
of
to get up
the
for.
Day's up.
Well,
do you get up early for it?
Nah, I do, well, yeah, well, run downstairs in my PJs.
Yeah, oh,
yeah,
it's had me,
it's, I can't, it's had sleep, milk. Honestly. I literally can't sleep because I'm like listening out for sleigh bells. Yeah. And then I'm like, well.
You mean you haven't set the cameras up in the traps
oh,
yet?
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, I've got infrared traps,
yeah,
infrared
it.
Cameras, sorry. Yeah, I've
that's
got.
It, smoke bombs.
He was. I've heard a few stories actually, like, but about you know,
ooh,
people,
yeah,
setting up booby traps, yeah, in the house, yeah.
Terrible.
And I always think, like, you know, poor Santa who has to traverse this every year, you know, fucking, you know, survivalists or whatever they're called, you know, like preppers, who've like, or people who think the government are after him,
yeah.
So they sit in their house with trip wires and booby traps, knocking around.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta watch you don't kill yourself on that.
You've just
got
to watch out, Santa, is what I'm saying. This is all right. Do you know what? We allot ourselves a bit of time for these episodes, right? And we've literally burnt through it in this
have
ramble.
We? Oh, sweet.
So I'm gonna call this episode
the ramble.
I'm gonna call it Watch Out, Santa.
Yeah.
Watch out, Santa, because there's a lot of
that
out
through
there.
That door and boom,
all it takes is, like, you know, some sadistic Home Alone style kid.
And there's a lot of them out
to
there.
To fucking, next thing you know, you've got a paint can in your face.
Yeah. So I want that shit, man.
Yeah, well, there you go. Episode 11, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of your Christmas conspiracy calendar.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we hope you're enjoying it. We'll be back tomorrow.
We will.
For another episode.
Yeah.
We're probably something with a bit more.
A bit reindeer next.
A bit more, you know, structure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Potentially. You never know.
Potentially.
It's the night is young.
See.
Right. Well, we'll catch you tomorrow. I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
Peace.
Out.
Merry Christmas.
Carrots.
You've been listening to an episode of Never a Straight Answer's Christmas Conspiracy Calendar. I've been your host, Gaz, and joined in the studio, my co-host, Mr. Taylor. If you've got any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email us at neverastraightanswer@gmail.com or perhaps visit the website at neverastraightanswer.co.uk. From there, you can check out downloadable episodes, news, blogs, reviews, competitions, and much, much more besides. we'll be counting down the Christmas season with a new episode every day in our Christmas Conspiracy calendar, plus a very special freestyle episode on the 21st of December where we'll be answering your Christmas questions. So, if you've not subscribed already, get over to wherever you get your podcast fix and do just that, and we'll catch you on the very next episode of Never a Straight Answer. I've been Gaz, he's been Taylor, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.